We all have extra stuff lying around or hidden away in a closet that's not being used anymore.
A lot of it is probably in great condition and someone else would get a ton of use out of it.
Good thing there's Mercari, the marketplace app that makes it easy to say goodbye to my unused stuff so someone else can say hello.
It's the simplest way to give items a new life and make some money from home.
Simply download Mercari, take a few pics, add a description, and a-boom! The item is on its way to being sold.
And there are no meetups involved when you sell. You just box it up and Mercari will email you a shipping label.
Shopping on Mercari also saves you money. You'll find practically new items up to 70% off.
Your stuff might be exactly what someone else is looking for.
So turn your goodbye into their hello on Mercari.
Start buying and selling when you download today from app stores or at Mercari.com.
That's M-E-R-C-A-R-I, Mercari, your marketplace. Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam, and over there is the talented, thin, wonderful, gorgeous, handsome, never betray you or stab you in the heart, Mr. Ben Mandelker of the Game Brain Podcast and the Real Housewares of Kitchen Island cartoon on YouTube. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. How you doing today?
I'm great. I'm so excited to recap this episode because it had me cracking up. Dallas, God, I'm loving Dallas. Loving Dallas. Can't believe they're about to go on their cast trip, quote unquote cast trip. But I guess we're already at that. I mean, it's a short season, I guess. But whatever, it's good. Give me short and sweet anytime.
Yeah, you know I love a good 12-episode Housewives season, always.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's been great. We got nothing to shill. We got nothing to promote. I don't have anything to promote. Nothing on my mind.
I got jack shit to promote.
I got nothing to say. My blister's almost gone away. There's that. It's almost
completely
gone.
Oh, well, that's good. Your blister journey is coming to a close.
Yeah, now it's just like loose skin, which is fun. So,
well, damn, you had me thinking you were like the guy on Servant who burns his hand so bad, like the whole palm is coming off and stuff.
No, or Michael in season 2 of Survivor, who passed out into the fire. And then
oh, yeah.
Like, my hands!
Yeah.
New hit!
New hit!
So, nevertheless, why don't we dive into this episode? I was telling Ronnie before we were on the air that I came up with a really good title for the episode, but it's way too long for a podcast, so I'll just say it now. When the Tiffany moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie. I mean, right. It's just such a perfect pun, but so long. It's a long pun. But I had to get it out there.
I'm glad you did. Yeah, you can't have that just swimming around your head all week. You know,
I needed
like, God, what if I hadn't got? What if I had gotten that out there and it changed my life?
Sometimes I feel like I really need to get a pun out there into the world. I need it to have its space. I need it to have like it can't be in my head. It can't just only live in my head.
Yeah, you're my some kind of punderful.
Oh,
I mean, what if I had thought that and not said it?
Yeah. See, I'm glad you got it out there. Now we all could hear it and listen and think about it and laugh and appreciate it. It's wordplay.
Guys, let's just take a moment and shake our heads and smile at the same time.
Yeah. You know, you're just a wordsmith.
Felt great.
You're a wordsmith.
I'm a real Candace Dillard.
That's what it was. I was like, who's just called themselves a wordsmith? Candace Dillard. Candace Dillard, who liked one of my tweets this week, which was very scary.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of getting it out there in the world and getting your life changed, Ben was retweeted and followed by Andy Cohen this week, everybody.
It's mage.
Yeah, it was like, pretty mage. I was excited like, for you. And actually, I mean.
Yeah, you're the one who told me.
Actually, I think you deserve that.
Wow. Well, I just want everyone to know that because of what's happened, I've taken that tweet to some producers and I'm going to do a remix of it that I'll be singing at an engagement. It's coming sometime soon. So keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, I was happy for you. So that sounded rude, but it wasn't rude. I really was happy for you. It's like, yay, Ben! But right now it sounded like I was happy for you. So anyway, but it wasn't that.
You don't have to bring Lindsay into this, okay?
It's just, I talk in a sarcastic way even when I'm being serious, and that's why I can't have a relationship, you know? Because I'll be like, I love you. So, I'm like, you're anyway. A dick, God.
Anyway, so everyone keep an eye out for my Go-Go remix of my tweet that said, the Real Housewives has spanned 4 presidents now. And then you'll hear a cowbell, and then it'll be amazing. It'll be great.
Yeah, then you'll hear this.
I feel you tweet. I feel your letters.
Okay, so here we are. It's the beginning. It's the real beginning. We're not doing the beginning in the middle of the show like we usually do, where it's like they have a big fight and then they're into like, look, Cam's taking a walk. Now it's a Real Housewives beginning. We see what everyone's doing. Guys, this week's bull statue is just very plain and unhorned, which I think makes it a cow, but I'm not really sure. But I appreciate the consistency of a new bull statue in every beginning of the show. Thanks. Well,
It's like perfect for Leanne, right? Because wasn't her thing about like if you mess with the bull, you're gonna get the horns? Well, wasn't that like sort of a variation of that for her tagline?
You mess with the bull, and I'm gonna get your horns. Someone messed with her, and she probably stole that bull's horns.
Yeah, I was gonna say she was like they kicked her off the show, so they took it's like you messed with the bull, and oh, you took my horns. My horns are gone.
They're just horns under trolley seats now all over Dallas.
There's just a trolley going through Dallas that has 2 horns wedged into the side of it.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to mess with that trolley. It turns out the trolley's more powerful than bullhorns. Learned the hard way.
So we go to the airport with Stephanie, where she's picking up her family. And it's like, I brought your dog. I've been super busy, Travis. And he's like, do you have cooling seats in this car or what? She's like, no, just heating. Damn. They have cooling seats? I did not know about cooling seats.
Maybe Stephanie has just been quietly hiding ice packs under his butt all this time, and she forgot to do it this time. I got cooling seats for you. And then we go to Brandy, who is with her daughters, and she's like, I'm going to take TikTok permanently away because it's driving me crazy. Do you know what the sprinkler is? The grocery cart? The skanky leg? Is it skanky leg? Stanky leg? Because they're all dancing.
Yeah, skanky leg or stanky leg. And then Carrie is with Berita. And Berita is showing Sophie how to make Mexican rice. And Sophie's all excited. And Carrie's like, Sophie, practica español, por favor.
Be a hostess. I wish I knew how to say that in Spanish.
Do you have a rice called be a hostess?
So then we go over to Tiffany, whose girls are bouncing around the sofa. It's like the first time they've ever even approached being out of control. But they're like very lightly out of control, of course. And she's like, she's with her husband, and she's like, did you feed them sugar again? Because they are not doing their homework. It's a little strange. Hi, you're not going to get into Cornell if you bounce on cushions. So, yeah, do your homework.
And he's like, yeah, you know, just her husband's like, you know, I'm just dealing with this COVID mess like everybody else. And she's like, every time I talk to my non-doctor friends, they want to talk about COVID. Like, last time I went out with my girlfriends was not fun. Like, I wasn't really a girl's girl growing up, but, like, the party we had for Carrie was, like, a wedding party. Like, I want to do a party for the girls that's more like something I would do, you know, like reading or adding things or studying in general.
I'm gonna have a party where everyone comes over and sits in their own corner and finishes their homework. That's sort of more my speed.
So she tells us she's never had a posse, but I always wanted a friend group where we like have each other's back and like we share clothes and we say things like that's Dutch.
Yeah. So I'm gonna do a pizza night, okay? And then the guys, I forgot he said this. The husband, Daniel, says, yeah, because who doesn't like pizza? I was like, yes, of course. Everyone likes pizza. Every single person likes pizza. How could this possibly go wrong?
Only a fucking monster would not like pizza. So we'll see where that leads.
Only a monster. Only a terrible, terrible person wouldn't like pizza. I mean, we're talking like really awful person wouldn't like pizza. Am I right, everyone? Am I right? There's no debating this.
well, I want to, like, get to know these women because, like, I've never had a chance to get to know girls, you know? Like, when people were hanging out in middle school, guess what I was doing? Blow in the bathroom. Just kidding. I was studying for the SATs.
Actually, I was doing blow, but blow was an after-school program about blowing away the grades and just getting into school early. So it's a totally different thing. it was called Be Less Outward and Win. Blow. So
Be less outgoing and win. Blow.
I was actually the one who created blow, and all my teachers loved it. I was a blow pioneer.
Oh.
So she's like, well, I have to work tomorrow, so like I can't even set up for pizza, so let's make a list.
And then we see her $15,000 pizza oven, and she starts making a list. She's like, all right, well, we're gonna need to make the crust. You can do that. He's like, you don't have time to make crust. She's like, did you hear the part where I said you were gonna make the crust? Okay.
All right. I've already emailed the girl from Great British Bake Off. She said that she can be here tomorrow to make the pizzas for us. And, we're gonna need some wine. Although I think that Carrie only drinks liquor. And I'm gonna say that in a super judgy way, as in, like, what is wrong with her that she only drinks liquor? I mean, she's like 50 and parties more than anyone I know. Which I love that sort of shade, where on the surface, she didn't say anything wrong. She just saying, oh yeah, she parties really hard. But really, if you know someone like Tiffany, she's saying, what the fuck is wrong with this woman?
Yeah. A lick of shade. And yeah. He's like, well, so get her some tequila. And she's like, no, that just makes her more crazy, Daniel.
Okay, I'm going to get aprons and I'm going to put their name on them. Is that too try hard? Oh my God. I'm going to put this in a spreadsheet.
Oh, which reminds me, I think that's what we're going to do for the party. We're actually not going to make pizza. We're going to make pie charts in Excel. They'll be like pizza, except using software.
So Dandra is going to her Gaiman Shaman for some booger clearing. Gaiman. And he's like, girl, oh my goodness, you want some tea? She's like, tell me whatever you've got. Just tell me what you've got. No, actual tea. Like actual steep tea. I'm a shaman batch.
Yeah. So this is some Peruvian tea. It comes from a place by the Llano called Tetilie. Is this Tetley tea? Yes. Yes, it is.
I grew up with that girl. She was a real bitch. Your guy, so I wore some rainbow shoes over. Hope you appreciate that, my greasy haired shaman. He's like, I do, bitch. Okay, sit down. Let's clear some space and we can get to go. What's going on with you? What's going on with you? Well, first of all, I'm sitting on the floor instead of a couch, which is disgusting.
That's how it goes, bitch. Okay, just, you know what? I'm going to walk around and fan swap the air. Swap. Swap. It's like swapping the air. I'm like, you've just scared away any good spirit that was in there. And they're going to put up with this shit.
I know. I mean, this guy clearly worked at American Apparel before it went under. And then he's like, well, I guess I'll be a shaman next. So she's like, well, I wrote a letter and I haven't heard anything back. I can't even believe it. Okay. There's been 16 years of distance and what's going on? And he's like, there's been 16 years of distance. And like, what happens if this doesn't go the way you want it to go, girl? And you really shouldn't, you know, expect anything immediately because remember, you did steal all their money,
yeah.
You know, but
yeah, to
up.
Be fair, you know, to be fair, maybe they just didn't have enough money to get postal stamps to send me a letter back because I've got it all. But, you know, I'm still mad. Oh, and that is just the tip of the iceberg. Carrie and I had a knockdown drag out from hell. I mean, I have a twitch. OK, my eye is switching. Look at it. It's switching. That started during the tension. Why is my eye twitching?
It's because of Botox, you idiot. Stop putting that much Botox in your face. We see it on all the Housewives show. You're not the first woman to come on here looking like a broke down Chuck E. Cheese. Okay? We're part of the Chuck E. Cheese statue is twitching out in the restaurant. You're not the first, and you won't be the last. Stop with overdoing the botch.
Well, Darren's like, well, if conflict is coming to you, what are you projecting that might be inviting that in? And then we just see a montage of her screaming at everyone.
You get over here. Okay, I've had enough. I tried to do everything. This is a great party. I put her head on a stick. Now you shut up. You be quiet.
Bible business. And she's like, well, I have been told that Carrie is envious of my lifestyle.
Oh, well, you know what? What you think about is what you bring about.
That's right. Should I put on my rainbow shoes for this? This is getting real gay.
Fine. Now listen, there's always going to be someone to critique you, but don't engage. There's two ways to show power. On your back or lifting people up, okay? But I see you as a queen, and a queen does not go down with the peasants.
That's... Thank you, Shaman, who quotes Lala from Vanderpump Rules. Thanks. That's real spiritual right there. Oh, look, my Nate Burkus pillow just showed up. What you think about, you bring about.
Oh, the Lala Shaman.
Yeah. So, so he says, when someone is aggressively coming for you, it is very hard to sit back unless you have a Nate Burkus pillow, which I did think about and manifest behind my back. So I have full back support. But you get what I'm trying to say. The best thing is to embody love. So no matter what anyone says, you can always say, I came from love. So for instance, when I was in the HEB the other day and someone bashed into my shopping cart, I said, get out of my way, motherfucker. I'm a shaman. Came from love, though, so it was okay.
All right, so now I'm going to shower you with things that come from Earth. Don't you be giving me a shower. I know what you mean by not that kind, okay? And it's flowers, okay? I'm going to accept these gifts from Mother Earth. And he puts like some Michael's flower petals all over her.
It's like, now you can even see the good energy. Look at the way those flowers are shimmering on your face. That's my Twitch. My Twitch is doing that.
Are you winking at me, big girl?
No. My Twitch.
Look at that. Look at that beautiful butterfly that just landed on your eye, fluttering its wings.
That is my Twitch. That is my eyelash and my Twitch.
I know her eyelashes are so big, she'll start lifting off the ground with that Twitch.
Okay, Deandra, I'm going to be the one that's going to be sweeping away energy, so you can just let your eyebrow calm down, okay? Because it's really creating some gusts in here.
Well, I miss my friendship with Carrie, because she's compassionate and caring, and I don't want to throw a friend away, but you know what? I'm just starting to worry if we can put this back together. I mean, a truck show fight. Can you ever get over something like that?
Well, I don't really know what a trunk show is, so I'm just going to hit this gong just to remind you of what Leanne did, you know, two seasons ago. Okay, gong.
I just want to remind you that your life has gotten to the point where you're living in someone else's storyline from 2 years ago, okay?
I'm just going to hit this big dish I found at a Home Goods. They call it a gong. Boom. Don't really know what it does.
Now the earth takes away from us and it gives to us. What would you let it take away from you? Better not be my goddamn inheritance and toss to that motherfucker forever. And then I'll write it a letter and ask it to forgive me. Okay, I'm sorry, Mother Earth.
Ow, why did you lash me? I didn't lash you, it was my Twitch, okay? My Twitch.
So then we go over to Kim's house and her kid's like, when Brad comes, we're in trouble. The dog trainer.
And sounds so like a line out of Archie. Cameron's there with Fancy and Hilton. One of them is the daughter. Actually, they're both daughters, technically. And so Fancy has been jumping up on the sofa, and that's no-no. And so Cameron's disciplining Fancy by saying, you are not invited, okay? You've not been invited. You're like Leanne. I'm gonna call you Leanne. You're not. You've been Leanne. You're not invited. You're not invited.
Now sit in this chair and tell us how sorry you are. It's on like its little pad chair thing. And Fancy just keeps barking and jumping up and down. And the kid's like, Fancy, down! And she's like, listen to your sister. Down. Guys, I have to be honest. I have not been doing the homework Brad has been giving me.
I haven't been doing my homework, but I have learned that if you say down enough times, the dog is going to kill itself out of frustration. Down, 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 down.
So Court comes in and he's like, oh God, what's up now? It's like, I'm trying to get her warmed up, but she's cuckoo cray cray.
Down, down. Not you, Court. Not you, Court. You're already kind of permanently down. Down.
You're low enough, down. Court. Okay. And the son comes in and he's all pissed he has to be in this scene. So Court tells him that he found buyers, but then at the very last minute, they decided they didn't want the house anymore, so they're going to have to lower the price even more. And the daughter goes,
to like $3 million.
How does the daughter even know? So, of course, like, no, not that low, not that low. Good, because I wouldn't want to drop it down, down. Fancy, down, down, down.
He's like, well, we built this dream home for 4.7, but we're probably going to have to get rid of it for 4.3 or something. I mean, we're going to take a haircut on this one for sure, guys, but don't worry about money. And she's like, every day we're not selling our house is another chance for someone to snatch my dream house. And guess what? There's not another house that I'm obsessed with.
There's not another one. I told Court, but we have to have standards. I told Court, listen, we will not accept any offer that's lower than your height. So 4'2 is as far as we're going to go, Court.
Oh, yeah. So she's like, I love it.
He can't help it.
I was going to say something about going low, but you know what? That just plays right into it. You know what I mean? So Cameron's like, Court, if we get another buyer, are you going to tell me this time? Do not babysit my emotions. They're staying up all night long. And he's like, listen, guys, what do you think if we find out? Do you think it's fair that we just don't tell mom? She's like, oh my God, that's not fair. You're going to tell the kids and not me.
You can't do that, okay? You know, I don't like it when he's making fun of my emotions, saying I can't control my emotions, because later it's going to blow up in our faces and we'll have no control or respect from our children. I'm like, that ship may have sailed.
Okay, I promise I'm not going to get crazy. I'm going to write it down on paper. So then the trainer comes over and he's like so hot and bossy. And she's like, oh my God, trainer person, Fancy's really testing us because she hasn't gotten her treadmill walk.
Yeah, she hasn't had her treadmill, which I'm not mispronouncing it. It's just that I only feed her meals on her treadmill. Okay, so we call it the treadmill. And whatever she doesn't catch, she doesn't eat. Okay, that's how we eat in this household.
And she's like, oh my God, look at her. She's so excited. And they're like, oh God. Of course, just like, please don't do that. You're already doing everything wrong. She's like, she has trouble staying on the pad without a bone. Is that bad? He goes, it's like giving your kid an iPad during church. And she goes, oh yeah, that's what we do.
He's like, yeah, so it's not, you know, you can do it. It's a quick fix, but it will probably lead to long-term problems. She's like, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I was giving iPads to the children. Can you say that again?
This is an accountability meeting. Okay, so just walk me through what you're doing. Well, she nailed the potty training, which is really good. But walking, she's kind of not great. And then we're forgetting about structured play.
Yeah, we haven't had a lot of structured play ever since Fancy tried to make me eat a chicken foot. I was like, that is not right. I'm getting it from everyone now.
She's very easily distracted. He's like, so you're not doing impulse control? And she's like, there's so many things I'm not able to control in my life. Like Louis passing, COVID hitting, someone not buying my house. Like, I want to feel stable in my life right now, okay? And then she's trying to get the couch to go down, and the dog just starts humping a toy. And Rob's like, well, she's trying to make a baby right now. She just got speed.
Wow. He's like, well, I'm going to give you a C+. Okay, we need to buckle down and be consistent and clear. Well, at least we got a letter. I'm like, that's not what you should be saying if you get a C+.
Funny, that's what Dandra's brother is saying right now. So then we go over to the Holman Widget Company, with boxes being open, and she's trying to get her office all put together. Where's her little gay assistant this year? He's been absent. She's had new party planners. She's filming with Travis's assistant. Where is he?
I don't know. Someone check the Roundup. So, she's opening boxes and stuff, and Travis's assistant Tia walks in, and Stephanie tells us that she made a bet She made a bet. Well, I think we learned about this earlier, that she made a bet that if the office isn't set up in 10 days, that she needs to give him a 30-minute massage. It's like a really bad rom-com premise. Usually it's like, I'm going to make a bet that if I'm not married by 30, then we're going to marry each other. Okay, that's going to be crazy. I'm going to marry my gay best friend. But instead, this one is, I'm going to make a bet that if I don't unpack my boxes from Wayfair, I have to give an oily massage. Starring Katherine Heigl.
So we see that Tia tells her that the lockers are getting started and the timeline is really close. And she tells us that she posted a social campaign for schools that were in need of a whole locker room makeover. And they picked a small town outside of Texas that was hit by two hurricanes and these people lost everything. But they're going way, way, way over budget.
Yeah. Here. And then Travis walks in and he's like, you know, he's like, oh my God, this doesn't look like it's set up, whatever. Oh, I'm getting a massage, you know? And she's like, I do not want to touch that hairy back. And he's like, my hair is not hair. My back is not hairy. She goes, you do have to get your back waxed? Do you have to? He goes, twice a year, dog year, but still twice a year.
He's like, you have hairs on your back. What are you saying? I'm hairy and you're just furry. She's like,
I'm not hairy at all, Travis. Okay.
So they're talking about being over budget, and they aren't even to the lockers yet. Like, all that they've spent like $200,000 or $300,000 or something just on the locker room. But, you know, I mean, you're remodeling a whole locker room. So basically, they've bought them water bottles, and he's like, oh, so we're spending $70,000 on water? Come on, guys.
Like, no, water bottles that they can keep.
A lot of really deep concepts happening in this scene. So yeah, basically, they are just like very over budget, like $300,000. And Travis is like, well, Stephanie, you're probably going to have to sleep with some people, you know, to get these favors. And I'm going to watch. So then.
So Brandy then is talking to Sugar, her dog. And she's even bitchy with her dog. She's like, pizza parties are for kids, but hopefully she'll have some Fino. And then over at Stephanie's house, you know she's
Wait, on. By the way, I don't like this pizza party shading, okay? Pizza parties are great at any age. And I don't want to hear Brandy talking about something is for kids when literally every scene we see of her is about kids. Did she not have Stephanie over to do like a slip and slide in the back or like whatever it was? Like every party she has is sort of like kid oriented. So, but
all she talks about is poop and like giggles. Yeah. and then they have like a frat party.
Yeah.
She's very mature, guys. So then Stephanie triggered. Is like, what's pizza party chic? And then Cam is getting dressed with her son Cruz, and she's like, oh my God, should I wear this dress to the pizza party? And he's like, Mom, what if pizza sauce gets all over this dress? It's gonna be terrible.
I'm gonna put a napkin in my lap, okay? Down.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
There are many paths to finding your family story. Whichever you choose, it's easy to get started with Ancestry.
An Ancestry DNA test tells you where your ancestors are from, and Ancestry's billions of records and millions of family trees let you discover their personal stories.
You could find a famous relative or perhaps a photo of your great-grandma as a little girl.
Researching your history is a fun activity for the whole family, and the stories you learn about your shared past can bring you closer together.
Ancestry DNA can reveal ethnic origins and provide historical details that bring unique family stories to life.
Ancestry DNA doesn't just tell you which countries you're from, but also can pinpoint the specific regions within them, providing insightful geographic detail about your history.
Trace the paths of your recent ancestors and learn how and why your family moved from place to place around the world.
No other DNA test delivers such a unique, interactive experience.
So we just filled out some details to find out about our past with Ancestry, and I'm super, super excited to find out about it. There are things I know about. Like, I know that George Burns was like my third cousin, but I don't really know how or why. And my friends John and Stacy have been obsessed with Ancestry. They've found so many cool things about their family lineages.
Yeah, so start exploring your family story today. Head to Ancestry.com/Crappens to get your Ancestry DNA kit and start your free trial.
That's Ancestry.com/Crappens. So then Tiffany's daughters, again, like the most adorable things on Bravo are like setting the table, and they're so cute. And there's a pizza. There's a chef there who's tossing the dough that Daniel made the night before. And Tiffany is like, I never invite people into my home. I've like literally been here 6 years and I've only had 6 parties. So like, I just like my living room to be like a museum in that you come in, you take a tour, and then you get a pop quiz afterwards. And if you excel, you move on to the next room.
Yeah. So then Carrie is getting her hair done with her hairdresser. And she's like, oh, we're going to Tiffany's house for a pizza party. And I'm happy. But then I get this text. Oh, it says, just to set expectations, I have to go to a meeting tomorrow. So I want to make sure that I'm fresh. So we have to be wrapping up at 10:30. You know, I was looking forward to this party, but she's already telling us we have to be up at 10:30. I'm getting disinvited. I feel like I'm getting disinvited and I'm not even there yet.
Relax. Relax, lady. She basically said, it's not going to be a late night. It's fine. It is totally fine. And I like that when she says, when she tells this text to her makeup lady, she's when she reads it to the makeup lady looks at Carrie and gives her these eyes and goes, what? Because the makeup lady is like, am I supposed to be angry right now? Or like, oh, that's cool that she did that. I'm just going to give a generic response and then just sort of see how my... I'll just see how the person who's paying me responds.
Yeah. And then Cam is in the car with Stephanie. And she's like, oh my God, did you get that text last night? Down. Down, Stephanie. Down.
Down.
Down. Down. It's like, well, I go to bed early anyway, so I have to pretend like I'm asleep because otherwise Travis is going to expect a back massage, so I go to sleep early. It's like, I was about to say Carrie again. She's like,
Carrie probably was doing that somewhere.
Cam's like, I can see having a meeting, so like, let's go easy on the wine, but to say you have to be out by 10:30, no fancy, no.
Listen, I don't do well with structured playtime, so I don't like this closing hour. Hello, it's called She's Works in a High Stress, High Intensity Job, and the meeting was probably put on the books after she sent out the invitation. I don't understand. They're so hung up on this thing.
Yeah. So she's like, you know, the only way to tell guests that there's a finished time on the party is to put that in writing with the original invitation. Okay. Didn't you just like go completely fuck up your in-laws' house because you didn't want to mess up your own house? Please stop talking about manners at these parties. Give me a break.
Yeah. So Deandra shows up first, and it's sort of funny because Daniel greets her and she's like, well, I can't really hug you right now because it's not, you know, I got to be safe. It's not really appropriate. So I can't really hug you. I'm like, we just saw you dry hump your shaman the episode before. The same shaman who sucked a booger out of your nose, yeah, a few episodes before that. But you suddenly can't hug Daniel?
Yeah, she's like, I can't hug you, but if you want to suck a booger out of my nose, that's totally on the table. Okay.
Please stop looking at my Twitch. Please.
Oh, also, I have to mention that Cam told Stephanie, I need to set my phone alarm now for 10 o'clock. Girl, we got a curfew tonight. Because it's very important to the plot. So then yes. Tiffany yells from her makeup room. She's like, shoe covers, shoe covers. Daniel's like, what? I didn't know. She goes, I was yelling at Daniel about that. He needs to tell you to wear shoe covers. Because culturally in China, you take your shoes off when you go to someone's home. Like, you don't go to the subway or, like, walk around the park in dog shit and then go, like, traipsing on your couch.
Yeah. It's nasty. It's nasty. So Cameron and Stephanie arrive, and Cameron's like, hey, how are you, girl? Hey, girl, down. Hey, girl, I brought a piñata. Yeah, I love piñatas for birthdays. I was going to have a piñata at Carrie's birthday, but we forgot. And I think a piñata is a treasure. Like, my girlfriend had a Chanel piñata, and her husband put Chanel jewelry in the piñata. And you know how aggressive we were with a Chanel piñata? I was like, let's get that piñata down. Down, piñata, down.
We were like, stand aside. So they go into Tiffany's room, and Tiffany's like, oh my God, thank you for putting on shoe covers. And Cam's like, we just came to see your shoe closet, so...
Yeah, so, yeah, Cam is like, you learn a lot about a person by looking at their closet, and I've never seen so many Hermes bags in my life. Wow, it's gorgeous.
So they go in, and everyone's squealing about the purses, and Cam has a stick for the pinata, and she picks one up off the top shelf. She's like, this is why I have a stick. Okay? So then the table is being set up downstairs, and the kids get their pizza, and they're like, what is all that green stuff on our pizza?
The dad's like, sorry, I didn't realize. So then they go down. The rest of them are now by the like the pizza area. And Tiffany gives them all aprons that are like monogrammed. And then Cameron goes, did you monogram these? And Tiffany's like, yes, because it's a Southern thing. And she goes, oh, we're going to be friends. I'm like, you know, you've been friends with her theoretically for the past few weeks, right? Like, you know, you didn't just meet her tonight, right?
Yeah, she's like, I kind of like you now. So Tiffany's like, oh my god, you know, guys, just to say you don't get your couture dirty. And Stephanie's like, this is not couture, but okay. So then other Jen comes in and she's just like, hi. And they're like, oh my god, that girl's here again.
They're like, the booty is talking. The booty is talking. Okay, someone put your foot in it.
So she's telling everybody, okay, like, if you guys have to go to the restroom, like, you can take off your booties. You put on your booties, and then you go inside to pee, and then when you come out, you put them back. You can take them off while you're outside, but then if you have to go in again, then you put them on again, and then, like, if you come back outside again, you have to, like, take them off again.
I'm like, Tiffany, all you have to say is, when you go inside, wear booties, and just put on a new pair each time. It's, like, really as simple as that, but she's like, here's what you do. You put one foot in front of the other, and then you slide one into a booty, and then the other, and then you go through a door. And you have to check, are your booties on? If so, continue. If not, retreat backwards and attend the booty station again. Do you understand this part?
Count backwards from 10. So Cam is like, I'm going to warn you right now. Carrie isn't going to like these rules. And they all start cracking up. And meanwhile, Carrie and Debrandra, that's if they were a couple. So Carrie and Brandy are in the car driving. And Carrie's like, oh, did you see the invitation? And she's like, you know what? Like, I know that she's busy, but like, if this isn't working for your schedule, then maybe we shouldn't have a party.
Like, it works in her schedule. It's just it can't go until 1 a.m. That's all. You know, like she's set expectations. I think what she did was
this
like,
is so literally weird. Fine. Yeah, it's weird that they're just all going to like come for her now for this. Like, yeah. You guys can't come up with anything else. Like, you're all going to go for her, come for her for saying that she has to work the next morning. Okay. So then Carrie starts talking about Dandra, and she's like, well, you know, a one-way friendship doesn't work with me. And she said, all your kids are grown up. Like, what is that supposed to mean to me? And they start talking about Olivia, and Carrie has more stress now than she ever did when the kids were young, because you're paying more attention to them now. You said so yourself.
Yeah. And then Carrie does this thing where she manages to really compliment herself while talking about how terrible Deandra is. She's like, oh, I'm just one of those people that goes out of my way for my friends. I go out of my way for my friends. And then once I realize what type of friend they are, I say, okay, you're going to be in this category. I won't go out of my way. So for instance, I might be in one side of the room and then I will go out of my way to walk over to you and say, oh, let me tell you about myself. See, I went out of my way to tell you about me.
Oh, Carrie's just the best friend. So then back at the party, Jen's like, oh my god, Cam, so did you have more showings of your house? And Cam's like, yeah, I had a showing. And like, when people come over at the last minute, I have to like run out of my house with like a towel on my head and my robe. And like, I drive around with Fancy. And I'm like, oh my god, Fancy, no one can see us like this. And then we see a clip of her in the car with a pink towel on her head and big sunglasses and like pink pajamas with her little fluffy dog.
It was like Lorraine Bracco towards the end of Goodfellas. Like, we have to get out of here, okay? We have to go. There's a helicopter.
It was like Lorraine Bracco at the end of everything, pretty much.
Like Lorraine Bracco at the end of Quarantine, Lorraine Bracco at the end of Daylight Savings, Lorraine Bracco at the end of the rollout for T-Mobile's new phone. I don't know.
I just imagine Lorraine Bracco's always escaping with the towel on her head. So Brandy and Carrie finally get there, and Tiffany's like, Carrie, this is Rosé. And Carrie goes, Oh, perfect. But then they keep cutting to Carrie just staring at it like it's disgusting. She's like, oh, what is this?
What is this pink non-tequila? So Tiffany's like,
I want to make an announcement. Okay, so I've never had friends before, so I'm going to try to do this as fun and as friend-like as ever possible. Okay, everyone, take out your books and your pencils. Okay, here's the first assignment. Okay, tonight we will be doing your make your own pizza night and then also having a pizza contest. And by contest, I mean pop quiz. Okay, after that, you just have to be honest and just, you know, taste everyone's pizza and everyone will get a grade. And if you pass, you will be accepted into Blow. Okay, great.
You just have to be honest with your votes. And I know that's really hard in this group. And then it's like, and everyone just stares at her like, what? Is she calling us all liars? Like, what the hell? And so she's like, all right, the number one rule is no fighting. And the first infraction, you receive a verbal warning. And the second time, you get flour thrown in your face.
And everyone's looking at her.
Your time is detention.
The third rule is to have fun. And Cameron's like, besides the closet, this is the most awkward party I've ever been to. Like, she's treating us like we're children. Cameron, we just saw a clip of you in all pink with a tiny dog running away from a house, talking like a two-year-old, okay?
Yeah, Brandy's like, I don't like that fun is the last rule. When I throw a party, fun should be number one. Should not be number three. I'm like, well, look at your household. Look how crazy your household is. Maybe there should be some, like, structured playtime involved, okay? Maybe fun shouldn't be number one, Brandy.
Could someone name one fun party Brandy's ever thrown? And I don't think you can count the frat party because that was Stephanie's. Yeah. Brandy just
Even remember any of Brandy's parties, to be honest. When we were joking about Brandy's parties, I was like, I actually don't remember a single party that Brandy has
ever nobody thrown. Driving to Plano for your party, so shut up. So Cam is like, yeah, you know what? Maybe that's the only rule I'm going to follow. I have a rule, okay? Everyone follow me. Okay, I got a piñata because we felt so bad we didn't have one for Carrie the other night on her birthday. Oh, my God. We have to do more of Carrie's birthday. Come on.
Seriously. So now this pinata is dangling from the trees. They all go at it. And then, like, they're all swinging at it. And then Jen gets up there and they're like, look how strange it is that the pinata stick is holding another pinata stick. So weird.
So Carrie's, like, swinging. Basically, they open a pinata. And it's got, like, funny, wacky things, like little bottles of vodka and stuff in there.
There's little bottles of Dolce Vita tequila. And I was like, is that the same as Vita tequila? And it turns out there's Dolce Vita tequila and there's Vita tequila.
Oh, my God. Don't love that. Don't love that.
Don't love Dolce.
Stolen tequila.
Stolen.
So there's also a riddle. And Carrie reads it. And she's like, okay, here's the riddle. Who's a terrible friend? Deandra. Okay, riddle number two. What is long, thin, hot, and down south?
A
penis.
Route 34. It's a wet road. Long, thin, south, hard. It's a road.
That's how I imagine Deandra is with riddles. Just quietly answering the wrong thing.
Well, it's down south. It's a place, guys. Is it San Antonio? No, it's Austin. And so they're going to Austin for their big group vacation,
which is the where lake, they went the
which
first
I guess
season.
Is my hood, huh?
Yeah, but didn't they go to Austin season one too? Right?
They sure did. They went to Travis and Brian's fuck pad. Because remember, Stephanie and Brandy's husbands owned like a party house together in Austin.
Yeah. That was before they realized how important it is to have cameras rolling at all times because we missed Leanne threatening to murder Marie in the basement of the Austin vacation house. I'm going to murder you. You told everyone that I shat in a basket.
Yeah. Oh, so then they put on their little aprons. and take a picture to start making their pizzas. And she's like, Chef Poncho, could you please explain what we're doing? And he's like, this is mushroom, and this is onion, and these are pepperonis, and this is parsley, this is marinara sauce. And Tiffany's like, oh my god, I have a secret ingredient, uno momento. And she runs off, and she comes out with crickets.
Crickets. So it's like, ha, 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 funny stuff. So Stephanie's like, I do not eat bugs. When I was little, I used to eat roly-polies, but I was really little, okay? And then eventually I married one, okay? But I never ate one after that.
Oh, you know what? I can tell you, cricket pizza's not going to win. And she's like, all right, everybody, put some hand sanitizer on. And Kira's like, sorry, already started my pizza. And then she picks Rabbit up pizza. Sauce after. A-hole.
Yeah, it was like passive-aggressive pizza making. Like, you know that just seeing her reaction to hand sanitizer at the pizza party really makes me wonder how she treats other elements of personal, you know, protection.
Like corona protection, like masky. Yeah.
Yes. You know that she berates people with masks all the time. You just know it. So,
have fun with her face diaper, stupid.
Stupid, I don't understand the point of this. I don't understand the point. So Tiffany she's going to be a prankster, and so she's going to hide crickets all in her pizza because she's going to be fun. She's going to be fun, and this could not possibly go wrong. And even though the crickets don't taste very good, because she and DeAndre try them, they're like, blah. But they're like, we're going to put them in. She's going to put them in the pizza, and it'll be a hilarious, hilarious prank for everyone to laugh about.
Yeah, they would have laughed more if it was like dildos in the pizza. So Cameron is like, oh my god, you know what I like? Pepperoni. Like, the more pepperoni, the better. And Tiffany's like, you all are making some boring ass pizzas. It's like they've got every topping in the world, and everyone's just like, oh, pepperoni and sausage. And Cam hears her and gets so mad that she called her pizza boring. Dun, dun, dun.
Also, I have to say, when they are, at one point where they're all getting their pizzas to the table, Cameron goes, oh, shoot, I got to get mine in. And I like the idea that, like, for a moment, Cameron was just going to bring raw pizza to the table to eat. She forgot to actually put it in the oven.
So Tiffany announces that she's also serving her wine, Three Moons. And so they cheer, and Tiffany's like, all right, everyone has to eat a small piece of everyone's pizza. That's a lot of pizza. All right, but you know what? How can you judge it if you don't eat? And Cameron's like, oh my god, that's a good point.
Well, because Tiffany goes, no, I mean, like, everyone just say, like, a bite. A bite. Just, oh, okay, girl. Oh. It's like Cameron thought she had to have, like, half of everyone's pizza.
Yeah.
So Tiffany's like, oh my god, can I tell a story? When I was little, so I learned English when I was 6, and then, like, I used to call jalapenos jalapenos. That's my story. Thank you very much.
And Carrie's like, oh, you learned English when you were 6? I was 16. And Tiffany's like, oh, wow. Which was Carrie trying to start a fight about this is why she doesn't understand as many words, because she learned English later, so don't shame her.
Yeah.
But they didn't really let her go to that place. But Carrie's just obviously trying to start a fucking fight about any little thing she can.
Yeah, it was kind of like a callback to last week when Carrie said that she didn't understand whatever word it was, because she's like, well, I don't understand this concept because I don't know how to speak English or whatever. And he's like, I also don't speak English as my first language. So it was clearly revenge, or like I'm going to start this argument again.
Yeah.
It was just
gonna,
like, so transparent.
I'm going to still try to call you a racist right now, okay? Let me try it again. Second round. But they don't let her. Then Stephanie's pizza is next. And everyone's just tasting each other's pizza, basically. And Cameron's like, oh my god, I have a tip. If you guys want low calorie pizza, hold the napkin and blah. That is 250 calories less.
You know how I found this out is because I actually like to blot everything. I just blot things over and over again. Like, I'll blot Court, and I'll blot the dog, I'll blot Fancy, and I'll blot the pinata. And then if oil comes off, I know I found a low-cal version of something. And it happened to work out that when I blotted pizza, I found a healthier version. You're welcome, everyone. Down.
I don't like pizza.
Oh, so you're the one. Of course Brandy doesn't like pizza. Of course.
How does Brandy not like pizza? Okay, that is, I can't.
Disgusting.
She goes, I'm not a big
I knew I was right about her. You know how so you can tell a person's a bad person if they're like, I don't like animals or something. You know, like whatever you want. But if you say, I don't like pizza, you're dead to me forever.
I'm sorry. And if someone listening is like, I actually don't like pizza.
Turn this off. The show is not for you. Go somewhere else.
Think about reprioritize things.
Yes.
Find a way to like it. There's a way to like it. Because you know what? There's a lot of different pizza. And like if you're lactose intolerant, fine. You could do a cheeseless pizza. You could do or get some like lactate version, I'm sure. Like there are ways around it, everyone. There are ways to let pizza into your life.
Yeah, okay? But don't just like completely dismiss an entire group of food, like an entire food group. Okay, pizza.
I don't like pizza. I want to go back in the footage and find footage of Brandy eating pizza, because I'm sure it's there.
Just one of those moments where, oh yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, she just doesn't like it because she's at Tiffany's house and they've decided to hate Tiffany. But this is one of those moments watching one of these Bravo shows where I just feel so justified. You know, I've been telling you people for 5 years that this woman's a monster. Okay, 5 years. And now here we are with the ultimate proof. I mean, we had some proof last year and this summer. Okay, I'm not disregarding that. But since everybody's going to be all forgiving, this is the ultimate proof. Okay, she doesn't like pizza.
Yeah, I just don't even know where to begin. Okay. But she still decided to be goofy, so she threw in things on the pizza that made her think of everyone. So she put in jalapenos for Carrie, marinara for Tiffany because Tiffany's saucy, kind of a stretch, black olives for Stephanie because Stephanie is basic. I don't really understand the correlation with black olives, but whatever. Mushrooms for Deandra because sometimes she's good and sometimes she's toxic. And I'm like, well, what topping represents Brandy? Where is Brandy in all this?
Notice Jen didn't get one either. Poor Jen. Like, Jen never gets...
Cameron's probably like the red pepper flakes or something.
Yeah. So then Dander's like, girlfriend, I'm a magic mushroom. And the producer tells her, so have you done magic mushrooms? She's like, oh, yeah. Let's go over all the drugs Dander's done. Okay, let's go over them. You done this? Yep. You done that? Yep. You done that? Yep. Mama D is just Quaaludes, like burying her head in a pillow.
PCP, yep. LSD, yep. L22, yep. Did them all.
So Carrie's like, I don't like olives. Oh, mine is good. Mine is good. Cameron's like, well, mine is low calorie. And Jen's like, mine is mozzarella.
Who cares? Who talks to you? Shut up.
So now they're getting the reviews and Stephanie goes, well, my favorite was Jen's because obviously I like plain pizza, which I thought was like, I just love that Jen went to a pizza party and made a plain pizza.
Yeah, she just made cheese, which is my favorite kind. Pizza. Yeah, that's my favorite kind. But
pepperoni is like... my favorite and like pepperoni followed by plain for sure. But I also feel like when it's a make your own pizza thing, you kind of like... You know, the spirit of it is that you kind of zhuzh it up a little bit. But of course, Jen was like, I made a plain pizza.
Yeah. So Tiffany's like, all right, has everyone had every pizza? Well, me and Dandra definitely have. Okay. Because, you know, I'm saying me and Dandra, but I met Dandra, but I didn't want to feel alone on an island. So me and Dandra had it all.
Yeah, so I laid a lot of pepperonis on my pizza, and I was very articulate on where I put it. And Tiffany's like, you said you were articulate in your pepperoni placement? That's a very particular use of words.
She's like, oh, does it make you feel good to talk down to people? Down. For using the wrong words? It's like, girl, I was not talking down to you.
I was just belittling you, okay? Because you use particular instead of articulate. Use articulate instead of particular, which is ironically very inarticulate. Oh my God, girls, am I right? Am I right? Oh my God, new girlfriends. Posse. Girl posse.
You know what? You're supposed to just make light of it and have fun instead of talking down to people. Down.
Like, you're the one talking down and making this not fun. She did make light of it and had fun. She literally joked and then laughed.
Yeah. I definitely find myself intelligent in ways that other people probably don't think of. Okay, like, for instance, when the pandemic started, everyone was trying to get toilet paper, and they couldn't get it because it was sold out at the Global Pet Expo. But you know what? Maybe if they'd googled pink toilet paper, they may have been full stuck. Okay? Thank you.
She goes, I mean, I may not have the best vocabulary. So Brandy's like, I picked Tiffany's pizza because she has been such a gracious host. And Tiffany's like, thank you. And announcement, you all just ate crickets because that was all up in my pizza. And then the music's like, oh, dun, 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 dun.
They all stare at her so angrily. And then they obviously play crickets. Now, this is poor Tiffany. You can tell she's not lying when she really hasn't had a lot of friends because, like, the prank is that you, like, lift up a piece of pepperoni and there's a cricket there, right? Like, that's the prank. But not to be like, guess what? You all just ate something that's, like, disgusting to you all. Ha, 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 ha. Because they're so angry. They're so angry.
They get so mad. And then Cam gives, like, a bitchy jazz hand. Like, she flings her hand around with her fingers wide open. And then it's like, oh,
I have done it. I have out-pranked the prankster.
And Curry's like, but I asked you. I asked you if there was crickets. And she's,
no, you didn't.
I swear I asked you.
And Denver's like, you asked me. You asked me. And I said no, and there were not crickets in my pizza.
And Curry's like, how fucked up is this? Two-pot crickets. She made us eat something against our will.
Now they're getting ridiculous. Like,
now it's assault. Now you've been assaulted.
Admittedly, it's always dangerous if you are going to sneak food into someone's thing and laugh at them. It's just not a good joke. Like, it's not a good look for Tiffany. It really isn't. But they take it and they run with it so hard. Oh, you fed me crickets against my will. My will. They're not kosher. They're not kosher. I'm not Jewish. But what if I were? What if I were?
So Brandy's like, oh my God, I'm gonna throw up. I swear to God. Yeah, I mean, come on, I'm gonna get sick. And Kara's like, what if she's allergic? What if she's allergic? What if you've killed Brandy?
Brandy is doing the ultimate, like, little child thing of like, wait a second, this thing that I just ate, oh, I'm now going to throw up because I ate, like, a minuscule cricket in my pizza. Like, oh, I have to throw up. And Tiffany's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't really know that you were so sensitive to crickets. I didn't know. I mean, I'm a doctor, so I know everything you're saying is bullshit. But I'm a friend first, so I'm going to say I'm so sorry. I didn't really know. I didn't know you were sensitive to crickets. Didn't know.
But I am. I'm very sensitive. I'm literally going to barf.
And Kira's like, if you know people are really sensitive about that. And allergic. Like, how would you know if you're allergic to crickets anyway? Is that a thing that people are allergic to crickets?
I don't think it is. Like, this whole thing was just like, it just was so hilariously ridiculous. Brandy, like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up.
And Dandra's like,
so if you didn't know about it, would it even bother you right now?
And Kara's like, shut up. It's not about that, Dandra. And Dandra's like,
well, it was actually kind of funny, but everyone takes it to a whole nother level. Oh my God, you put us in peril.
So Brandy gets up to go puke, and she's like moving to go inside to go puke. And Tiffany's like,
shoe covers, shoe covers.
And so, of course, Stephanie runs after her to make sure she's okay. And Tiffany's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, Brandy. I was just trying to be cute and funny. And Brandy tells us, well, if I fed her a turd and she didn't know, would she get sick?
Oh, my God. You are ridiculous.
You were the worst. You were someone who chased Cameron around on the beach for, like, an hour with a giant dildo, yeah. Even though she was saying she was uncomfortable with it. Shut up, Brandy. Shut up. I'm so sick of Brandy. Get rid of her.
Brandy has, like, pushed jokes to their limit, made people be really uncomfortable with them. She has been the queen of having little remarks in the confessional, like, come on, like, get over it. It's just this or it's just that all the time. And then this is little, like, a cricket. And by the way, I've had crickets and they're like, it's like nothing. It's like, it's truly like nothing. And
they're food grade crickets. It's not like she went out in the backyard. You know what I mean?
They're prepared. They came in packaging. Like, did you not see Shark Tank? They make energy bars out of crickets now. It's just not crazy. And it's just, she just is so over the top. And then Carrie be like, oh, that was like really rude. Really like, wow, she's a lot. I'm like, she's a lot. You're the one who every episode is like, come on.
Yeah, and Brandy's in the bathroom barfing, like we hear all these barfing sounds. And Tiffany's like, oh my God, I feel so bad.
Oh yeah, and Carrie's out there making a big deal out of something she's not even in. You know what? I'm going to meditate on this.
Cameron's like, that's her new thing.
Yeah, I think Carrie's like, Brandy is really throwing up. I mean, she has a very sensitive stomach. She has such a sensitive, the most sensitive stomach we've ever seen. Oh, how could you be so cruel to her famously sensitive stomach, which is okay with alcohol. How could you be so cruel? Yeah,
it's okay getting, like, fall down drunk. And so Dandra's like,
well, it may be the bread, too, because she doesn't eat bread. She just ate a lot of bread. And Carrie's like,
So Brandy, you know, comes out all victim-y. She's like, and Tiffany tells her, you know what? I'm sorry. Like, no, it's not okay. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't mean to make you sick. I was trying to be funny. I truly apologize.
And Brandy's like, you know what? She tells us, I'm not sure of this prank, but I'm still unsure about Tiffany. So I'm not really comfortable being critical of what she does yet.
Where did that come from? She was cool with Tiffany. The only one I know who had an issue with Tiffany was really Cameron. Cameron and Carrie had their issues. I had no idea that Brandy had some sort of whatever you say. Like, it's like, I'm not articulate with my pepperoni right now.
No way. You need to work on your vocabulary.
I didn't know, like, her thoughts on her were still pending. I still can't think of the typical turn of phrase that one uses. The jury is out. I did not know the jury was still out with Brandy regarding Tiffany. I can't even talk.
I had no idea she hated the bitch either. See?
Yeah. So then Cameron's...
Cameron's phone alarm. Yeah. And Tiffany goes, you set an alarm to leave my home? And she's like, yeah, because we were told we had to be out. Come on, girls. Come on, everybody. We're going to be late. We have to go.
Because you didn't follow etiquette, so we're going to do something passive-aggressive that also doesn't follow etiquette.
I was hoping that maybe, like, by the time we got out, maybe Lazy Susan would still show up with a centerpiece on her. Okay?
So Tiffany's like, this was not a good party. I would give it a solid B-, and I would have to say that my presidency in Blow is on the line at this point. No one in the history of Blow has ever gotten Blow an A-. So this is a real problem for me.
Oh, well, I cannot wait for you to be the rule follower of my trip.
Which means that we now have, it's going to be a lot of passive aggression in Austin, which I can't wait for. I mean, this to me was like the perfect housewife fight, right? Like, it's over something stupid, someone being over dramatic, someone like crickets in pizza, that this is actually like another thing we have to talk about when we talk about Dallas. Like, Real Housewives of Dallas, the show that brought us a knockdown fight over poop in a basket and crickets in pizza. Like, it's kind of amazing.
This show. And they're so mean. Like, the way that they're just so bitchy over the little things. Like, Cameron just won't stop going, girls, we only have 30 seconds. Run. So ridiculous. Love it. And the villains of it are really just so annoying. I know Deandra's trying to be the big villain this year. Like, she really is trying to take that. Yeah, she's like, oh, I'm so mad all the time. I have to go to a shaman, you know. And then they're showing all these clips of Deandra yelling at everybody, and she keeps talking about her temper. But the real villains here are Carrie and Cam, right? I mean, they see Carrie for sure.
I think Carrie for sure is the big villain. I think Cam is like, she waffles between villain and not, because Cameron's just Cameron. So when she gets a bee in her bonnet, she's just inconsolable and ridiculous. I don't know if she's like the villain. Some people are really not loving Cameron these days for a variety of reasons.
I think Cameron's been the villain for a long time in a way, but she's like a secondary villain.
She's like a funny villain. Like, she's like a ridiculous villain, right? Like, she's, she just, I feel like Deandra is trying to be the Bethany this season. You know, kind of like brutal honesty, laughing, saying it the way it is. She's doing it. I think she's actually doing an okay job in that role. I think she has been kind of funny. And, watching her fight with Carrie has been a delight. So, you know, I love that they have this traumatic trunk show situation that happened. Like so much shit happened at this trunk show, like this traveling trunk show in some sort of compact car that had not enough room for Carrie and her necklaces. I love that.
Oh, Lord. Well, it's been a fun season so far. Can't wait to see how Austin goes.
Yeah.
Everyone, well, thanks so much for being here. We will be back tomorrow with Real Housewives of Salt Lake City reunion part one, their first reunion. So super excited about that. And then we'll be back Friday with some Sommerhausen. Everyone, thanks so much for being here. We love you. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no less mamie.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie, she's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Patricia Murdoch, she wrote.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler. Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.